And with that, we want to thank God for Calvary. As Betty was mentioned, they not only disaffiliated from the denomination, they also disbanded. It was a small church, and with the things that took place, they just decided. And Bill Peterson, which was their pastor, got he had some kind of blood disorder,
leukemia,
and he passed away. And they thought, well, you know, we just disband. It would be easier than trying to rebuild that church. Plus the fact they got a very valuable piece of property there on Tennessee Street. Tennessee Street? No, Pensacola. And Doug was telling me that what they were going to do is once they disband and they get a lot of things worked out, they're just going to donate the money to different churches and different ministries right here in Tallahassee. Obviously, that's what they're doing. So it says a lot for them. And let's see. I don't remember. I had another important announcement. Oh, yeah. Faith Radio. Been in this town since almost 30 years. When I first came to the Tallahassee area in Wasissa, and I had a connection with a Christian radio station in Melbourne, Florida, and there was an upstart Christian radio station called Faith Radio that was here. If you remember, I think it was AM 1270. It was a day-only AM station. You could only get it during the daytime. Some crazy rules that they had, but that's where it started out. And now they have grown to, I think, six or seven stations in their faith network. So 90.1 FM is the one that's really good here, where you can still get it on the AM band, too. Faith Radio, Scott Bigwell and his wife and the staff over there, come up with an idea that if churches who have a sign would put a Faith Radio message on the sign for the month of June and July, they would offer the individual church a 1 month of publicity. And we can go over to the radio station, we can record a promo, we can just maybe have announcements on some things that we're doing. So when you see it on the sign, Mark put on there, come inside for the message, and then we're going to add down on the bottom. Or tune in to Faith Radio 90.1 FM. So, that's a cool, I think that's so neat. That's, we need to encourage one another in the faith. So, I think that's all. So, we're grateful, right?
Are we going to do some kind of promotion to advertise?
Huh?
Are we going to do some kind of promotion?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what yet.
Yeah.
We can get Joanne on there. She's our publicist, by the way.
Well,
if you ever look on Facebook and you see videos of Travis or anybody singing, she puts all that stuff on there. She's good at it, aren't you?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
My videos turn out right.
Oh, yeah, right after church, we're going to have a council meeting, and we'll do it right here in the sanctuary. Because it's hot outside, and there's no sense of walking over there. Right here. And you're all invited to stay. It won't be long, but it's something that we need to do. So, all right.
You know, you're asking me to do that in a couple weeks or less.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh! Where are you going?
Oklahoma.
Huh?
For starters.
For how long?
For starters. I don't know. We go to Arizona. It's the
oh, my
Arizona.
God. Yeah. What am I going to do?
You'll be fine.
Will I? Okay. All right.
I was saying we're doing promotions for this radio thing, and you're talking about June. June is almost over.
I know. That's why July, too. So
okay.
June and July.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Like that.
Okay. So, the Apostle Paul said that when we want to praise God, we call it a doxology, which simply means praise. So, let's thank God through the doxology for all of our blessings. We're so grateful. Praise God. Praise God, the Son, and Holy Ghost. so you're going to be going west soon?